Hey, how's everybody? Boy, you guys are getting, man, Billy's quick. Every time Billy's on. Oh yeah. Yeah, we got a few going already, so I'll start on time. Always like to start a meeting on time when I'm mayor. Doesn't always work when Brent Hodges is on your city council. How's everybody doing? Did you guys all notice that sweet picture in the background? So we've got, that's actually painted from a photograph. Holly's aunt painted that from a photograph of a small place in Croatia, and they're a bunch of Croatians. So we actually, I have three of those same. I have three different paintings off the same photograph, all in our dining room, and they're all kind of painted a little different of a way. It's cool. Anyway, so on my lead-in post about me being on at six, I wanted to kind of go over what I think I'm even doing here, and why you guys would even want to listen to me. And you know, yesterday finally there was one, you know, gone almost, I don't remember how many days I've been doing this now, but almost a week, and that was the first good comment that, you know, is negative, pretty negative. And I'm surprised that was the first one. I'm surprised that there's not more. So those are probably coming. But I just, you know, I thought it real easy, right? It would be easier if I explained what it is I'm doing on here. Because I realize not everyone's watched from the beginning, from the very first one of these I put on. So I think if you've been kind of with me from the beginning, you know, I think you know what's going on, kind of what I'm about on here. So really what it is, guys, I've been in city government for, you know, 11 years. I'm on my second term as mayor, and you know, I'm halfway decent at it. I'm pretty good at it. Pretty skilled at the business end of being mayor, and prided myself on you know, being good on the business end of being mayor. And what I mean is you know, what you see go on at council meetings when we have our business suits on and we're making decisions. You know, the mayor. Our city charter set up different even than the two other cities in the county. So the mayor is kind of specced out in our charter and BMC, as, you know, I'm one of five votes. And, the only real difference between me and a counselor is that I'm the chairman of meetings, and it's my signature that goes on things. And I'm also the one that makes appointments to, city commissions and committees. And they get confirmed by all of us, the whole council. So I've got that down, and people that have known me or experienced me as mayor before this, and you know, whether those were good experiences or bad experiences, I think I've proved myself to the community as being you know, At least as being a pretty cool cucumber when the heat gets turned up. So I've been in a lot of meetings that were pretty hot, and you know, a lot of times they're hot for good reason. And there's a lot of people that I've been communicating with now that have really reached out to me that have reason to not reach out to me. And some of them have good reason to not reach out to me, and they've chosen to reach out to me. And I kind of laid that out at the beginning. You know, we all, before some of you showed up, maybe we kind of all voted and decided to put a moratorium on any local political bull that could distract us from the task at hand, and that's what this community needs to be focused on, the task at hand, and how to prepare and how to respond. And that's where I'm at too, how to prepare and how to respond, prepare people and the nuts and bolts of things. So even though we're volunteers, but that kind of professional part of being mayor and the business end of it, you know, I kind of think of it as like the day job part of being a mayor, making sure, the city's operating, correctly. And, mayor's kind of a funny thing. I'm one of five councilors. But you know, the mayor's still a leader amongst those leaders. So, I hope, I'm pretty sure most of the council would agree with me that I've gotten fairly skilled at that. So, and then there's all this. And then there's this aspect of being mayor, community outreach, community building, getting people together, being a guy that brings people together and works for common goals and is communicating with people a lot. And so I've always, I've communicated with plenty of people in the last decade, and there's always been lines to reach out to me, coming to a city council meeting, which is operated like a business meeting, doesn't lend itself for, it doesn't make for a good place to have a lot of community dialogue with the council. So we have dialogue and deliberation with each other and staff and people presenting things, and we take public comment, and it's not really conversation time. We just take public comment. So all this going on and being a public official and how things operate and status quo and the norm, Facebook and the people on Facebook and getting into this territory, is usually, something that's really guarded. Most of us public officials are strongly advised to not get too far off into social media, because the pitfalls are numerous, and impossible not to fall in some of them. So, I've stayed away from that and expected people to, reach out to me when they need to. And, I'm out a lot. I work in the community and it brings me into a lot of homes. So I have, I have a pretty good, I have my finger on the pulse of the community pretty well. The majority of the community anyway. But now, I can't exactly invite people to come sit in my office. So, what was I left with, to really reach people, and reaching a lot of people quickly and being able to, give information quickly. That brought me on here. But also I've mentioned a lot, about, and so I know this is all rehashing, but I, if there was like one video that you could point to tell someone, hey, start with that one. I want it to be this one. So they know what's up. Okay. That made me lose my train of thought, but so rest assured the nuts and bolts of city government's working. And, myself and a lot of other people have put a lot of work into that city to get it, to get it where it's at today. And I'm confident in where the city's at and what we're able to do and the people we have in place to do that. So that end is covered. Obviously during something like this, there's a lot of interaction that I'm having with staff on a daily basis, numerous. I wanted to get to the people, and this was the outlet for me that was given to me. So, what am I doing on here? What are you doing on here watching me? I like that we've been able to chat about some stuff that's happened. You know, we can make some stuff happen, and however it happens, just as long as it happens. And if chatting about it, you know, makes that happen, then good. Then this is what we'll do. But I also want to, it's an interesting thing, and I wondered about, here we are now, all of us pretty much the same and writing this thing out the same. And I want to give my folks the opportunity to really see me and, to go through this part of it together with you. So that's where you get a lot of, kind of me thinking out loud, and you and anyone watching getting insight into how your mayor thinks. And, that's not always a super comfortable thing. And seeing me every single day through this, you're gonna see stuff batted around. I'm gonna talk about stuff, bat it back and forth, and a lot of what's steering this is comments that I'm getting and things that people are sending to me, questions, and so all you guys sending stuff to me, I'm trying to get back to everybody. But even if I don't get back to you, know that I read it. Know that I think about it. I run through the comments on my last video and run through, look at them. I try to hit like on them. At least, there's some people that have like half a dozen comments, so I'll just, like one of theirs. But it's just so you know that I saw it, and it's given something else, some other bit of information for me to chew on. So, if you're into that, I'll come on like I've been coming on and answering questions that I can, giving updates when I can. Obviously, in the next few weeks, there's going to be meetings, there's going to be decisions, there's going to be information, a lot more questions that pop up, and I'm going to answer the ones that I can. And I've stressed every time that, joining me doing this isn't a free pass for any and all questions. I can be asked any and all questions, but I'm going to answer some, because I want people to go to the right place with the question. I want the question to be asked to the right person, to the right people, information gleaned from the right website and from the right source, so misinformation isn't spread. Me sitting here for an hour every night kind of chatting and talking and thinking aloud with not many notes and just trying to just keep it real, obviously lends itself to me misspeaking, and I don't want to give out false information. So especially when people start asking me about numbers and timelines and, or want me to answer for the medical medical folks and medical professionals, that's where you're going to see me back up. I'll share with you my perspective, what I'm hoping for people. But during times like this, the people that we're all going to depend on to get us through this, like first responders, medical staff, and the truly essential folks, they're the ones that are really going to do the heavy lifting around here. So what I was left with was, what is it that I can do? I was mayor in crisis before. I went through the Checo Bar fire as mayor, and it can be a tough spot for a public official who's a policy setter, part of the governing board, and not administrators, right? When something that like that goes off, especially as a mayor, man, I want to get in there and start pushing and start knocking some heads if need be. And that can be dangerous. We have a system set up, and it's set up for a reason. And and the public and public officials need to trust in that process, because it's good, and it's set up to work. So rest assured, the city of Brookings is running well and got some top people in top positions there that I'm thankful to have. And I don't, you know, you get a mayor or any politician that wants to show his face in front of cameras and be in there, be in the mix and do nothing but slow everyone else down. Everyone else that's actually working on the problem, that's their job. I don't want to get in their way. So just like when the fire was going, I showed up every morning in the EOC and Holly, remind Jake about tapping his fingers. Sorry, Candace, thank you. You reminded me. Anyway, during the fire, you know, I saw a lot of people working. I saw a lot of public officials doing their thing, and you know, we all have reasons for the things that we do. But I stood back in the corner and let everybody work, and just I wanted my ears open, and I just kept trying to listen so I could relay information. And just really tried to stay out of everyone's way that was doing the job. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to do through this. Obviously in a crisis situation, you know, lines kind of get blurred about, you know, electeds and administrators and who's kind of taking instruction from whom. And, you know, things get a little messier when things start getting dicey, and that's just the nature of the beast. That's how crises get responded to. But so I'm happy, you know, we're chatting with each other. I'm getting questions, you know. But in the meantime, this is going to be day after day, and I think I've just been encouraging people to find their safe spot and get hunkered down, stay safe, stay home. You know, we've constantly talked about that quandary of staying home, but also mental health for a community and what you need as far as, you know, to take care of yourself and your family and being out and getting exercise and how that works with everyone still, needing to be home. So, if you want to join me in this, you know, we'll do this every day and we'll chat and I'll kind of let things go where they go. And I'm going to give you the opportunity. If you want to watch an elected official, you know, what's kicking around up there. I'm not going to lie to you. I'll be honest with you. And you know, what you saw yesterday, from a young lady, is a risk of, you know, someone popping on, watching me for a minute, and it just happens to be the time when I'm talking about, you know, I don't know, the birds and the bees or something other than the dire circumstance, and that person that popped on and that's what they see and that's what they think their mayor is, you know, I'm not going to worry about that. So if you guys want to join me, I think it could be interesting. I'm hoping that I can, that we can both grow through this, and we can both learn a lot, and from the public end, learn more about your leaders, at least about this leader. But I can share some insight about, you know, leadership across the board, at least in this county, and you know, how things really kind of work, and the struggles that we deal with, and at least how I think about stuff. So, you know, there'll be, that won't be the last, you know, world negative comment. You know, you never know what happens. So far it's all been stinking good, man. I think the first time that I spoke, at least about, building bridges, I hope that resonated with folks. I think it did, because all of a sudden a lot of people started reaching out to me, and a lot of people that that didn't feel that reciprocated too long ago, right? You know, part of learning the skill of being a politician and making decisions that, you know, that's most tough decisions that a city council makes or any governing body really, there's no real great decision. There's always a cost to the hard ones, and you're usually you know, just weighing the costs and trying to do the make the best decision of the options. So, you know, you're going to hear me, I mean, God forbid you actually acknowledge a sound argument from another side, right? Because if you acknowledge even a part of a sound argument from an opposite side, you must be turning. And that, you know, that singular issue right there, you know, what that's done to us, what that's done to all of us, you know, man. So that's kind of it. You know, my plan right now is to keep coming on and I'll answer some questions. I'll try to kind of do those first and then we'll chat about some stuff. You know, there's a lot of opportunities in times like this, right? There's a lot of goodwill that can get flowing around and you know, on one hand, it's crisis time and there needs to be a singular vision and people need to be working the problem. But there's a lot of us that, you know, when we find our safe spot and we're hunkered down with nothing else to do but, you know, watch TV or peruse the internet or, you know, sit there and fret. So, you know, I wanna join you in that an hour a day. And I realize it's kind of a one-way conversation, but really not really. Not really. It's not. You know, I'm hearing folks. I'm hearing you. Candace Michelle and KCIW, you know, reached out to me about what I thought about him, you know, kind of airing some of my chats and stuff. And right before I got on, finally, I told her, you know, yeah, that's fine. Because just like there's a great big world going on outside of Facebook, you know, there is a big world on Facebook, but if I'm going to get out and be chatting with people on a daily basis, there's a big world out there that's off of Facebook. So I want to try to reach those people too. Because I'm just, you know, I'm worried about my folks, man. I care about you guys. And I feel like I've been through a lot in this city, and a lot of people have been real good to me and my family. A lot of people have been good to the city. You know, definitely been in rough spots though with folks too, and people that have seen that side at council meetings and things, you know. How sometimes it seems like there's just, you know, ice water running through these veins, but that's kind of a survival mechanism that a politician picks up pretty quick. So I'm kind of, you know, I'm feeling pretty good about this, doing this. You know, you look back a few years and a lot of years and see things have happened, and I look back in my time of public service and, you know, all the different things that maybe prepared me just for just this, and I'm willing to accept that. And my skin has grown pretty thick, you know, but I realize that you know, that's also at times been at the expense of other people in this community, you know. So what's up with that, right? So I can weather the storm with you guys, and I can take the criticism, because right now I'm concerned about us all getting on the same page. We need to be on the same page, on the same sheet of music, playing the same tune. We need to be doing that before this even, you know, before this all hits home as far as hits in our community, and we start seeing people getting sick and resources drying up quick. So we need to be on the same page before that happens. So I extended, my sincere hope that everyone would kind of join me in kind of putting everything aside. And I know, you know, it's interesting when that call went out, when I made that call, for us all to put this aside, you know, who it was that came. And a lot of people that came to me, you know, had some boot marks in their gut from me, you know, And you know, I've been kicked in the teeth plenty, and I've done some kicking too. And I've realized, I know I'm a young man, but I'm old enough to be able to reflect. And as I reflect, I noticed that the kicks that I've taken don't hurt as bad as the kicks I've given at the end of the day, you know. So, you know, again, this is kind of seeing the inside of my brain, and it's not necessarily what you're going to see as Mayor Pieper when I got my business suit on. So, you know, come meeting time, you're going to call me Mayor, and I'm going to call you Mrs. or Mr. whoever, you know, because there's a business end, and there's a good process and procedures and formalities that we use, you know, to keep everything cool. But this is a different thing. So, so, you know, if you're interested in it, I'm kind of a thinker, you know, I kind of like to ponder a bit and kick stuff around. I kick stuff around for a long time. It's nice when we only have meetings every other, just a couple a month. You got a lot of time to chew on stuff, you know. But what you're going to see with me coming on every day is me doing the chewing sometimes. And so you're going to witness that. And typically, you know, I chew this way, and then I chew a little this way, you know, and then and try to come up with something. And you guys are helping me do that, and you're going to help me do that through this and the decisions that I am going to have to make. And I want to help you. I want to help you guys get through this. And, you know, as we're all hunkered down and don't have, some of us don't have a lot to do now. And, you know, Lance Badger, he mentioned the other day, just kind of feeling helpless, you know. It's because there he is. He's got a safe spot, and he's all holed up, and what else do you have to do? So, you know, maybe I can give you some stuff to think about. And although we need to set local political bull aside, you know, it's not necessarily the worst time to formulate some plan and some thinking about local issues. You know, you can see a lot of goodwill going on right now, and I can see the opportunity for a lot of folks and a lot of organizations that want to make some stuff happen. You know, that time is available now. That time's now. So, there were a couple questions that I wanted to try to answer. Just a couple real quick. There was a comment about, it was from Susan, and she asked me, have the motel owners had any difficulty with people unable to rent rooms? And I think what she means is, you know, someone pulling into their establishment, like a tourist wanting to rent a room, and the issues maybe with telling them no, or if they're having difficulties renting rooms to people that they that they need to rent rooms to. So there's that finger tapping again, sorry. I'm hoping they're still renting rooms to everybody that needs to, and anyone that needs a room, that's, you know, that's trucking here or working here, and they need to find a room and they can't find a room, someone's got to let somebody know. As far as, you know, I would imagine those motel owners, the difficulty for them of having people come in the door and them having to explain that they can't rent the room to them. You know, it'd be easier if they could just flip their no vacancy sign on, right, and just be closed. But that's the real pickle that we all put them in. We want them to stay open and provide places to stay for essential people, but not be all the way open, you know. And it's a tough spot for those guys, man. That was hard. I've done a lot of things as mayor. That was tough. That was tough chatting with people. You know, I talked to, you know, not all of our motels are owned by some corporation far away. You know, they're real people that live here, real people with kids and family, and they have their own issues, man. And they're trying to support their families and protect their livelihood like the rest of us. And a, you know, good part of their business just got shut down after coming out of their slow time, right? So they're, you know, and not just them, man. Restaurants, are you kidding me? You know, man, local businesses are coming. They're lean right now. They're pretty slim right now. And you know, here we are going into summertime. Going into summertime when a lot of businesses are looking to pay back bills or, you know, get a little breathing room, right? Put some money in the bank to get them through those leaner times. And here we are again with this kind of crisis, you know. Checo Bar Fire costed this community a lot, man. A lot of businesses. It costs us a lot. So here we are just a couple three years later, and we're dealing with this. So it's gonna be tough time for the business community, and that is the motivation for a lot of my cautions that I'm giving people about. You know, people are out looking at other people and what they're doing, and you know, I get it, and man, I'm getting it more and more too. The more I'm out, I'm getting tired of people freaking thinking that. That nothing's going on. So there's a lot of light bulbs that need to come on in this community, and I'm hoping that I can help with that. A lot of light bulbs need to come on. But anyway, you know, I've talked a lot about grace and grace getting us through this, and around the country, a lot of communities are looking inward, and we're, you know, kind of feeling like we're on our own and siloing off and really, really needing to take care of each other. That's the call right now. That's the call from me that you're getting. We need to take care of each other. And I talked yesterday about, you know, this is everyone's big opportunity that wants to shine. You know, if you wanted to play Captain Big Nuts in the past, whoops, yeah, that one came out. I'm gonna have to apologize to Holly for that one. If you've tried to shine, if you wanted to shine, and you made promises and you told everyone how great you are and what you can do and everything, you know, now you got your chance, right? Yeah, be careful what you wish for. But now you got your chance, and on the other side of this, you know, we're gonna see who comes through. So, you know, a lot of light bulbs, huge potential, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Bill. So, you know, that's it. That's what I have to offer. I have offered and have done a good job on the business end of the city being in good shape for this, and worked hard with a lot of people for a lot of years to get where we are. But what else? What else do I have to offer? I'll offer you myself. And I'll offer you my political career. You know, not that I've always just been a Brookings guy. This is all I've really ever wanted to do. So, you know, that's in your hands now, and you're gonna hear a lot from me. I was thinking right before I sat down, I was thinking, if someone really wanted to, just imagine the edited clip you could put together of all the different things that I've said over, you know, if you do an hour a day of doing nothing but talking, that's a lot of talking, a lot of things said, a lot of things I can come back and bite you in the butt. So, you know, I'm trying to do the best with that, but it's going to happen. It's already happened. You know, I've fumbled on here. So that's what I have to offer. I kind of wanted to recap on that tonight and kind of set, you know, kind of what I'm, my present train of thought as far as what I'm doing on here. I want to, you know, if nothing else, if there's a handful of people that are kind of interested and never really have seen a current, you know, that's the thing, a current public official, a current decision maker, really opening up and being honest with people and being real. So that's what I'm going to offer you guys. And, you know, you're going to see me come on every day. And, you know, you all think about your last 14 days or last 30 days and how you felt through all of these days and the ups and downs. And, you know, that's another thing Badger said, you know, man, I'm quoting that guy. About everyone, about himself and everyone he knows, you know, having a few freakouts and I'm, you know, my knees aren't shaking and they won't. But you know, I have days too, and I'm running through this just like everybody else. I've got a family. I've got a good stinking family, you know, people I care about and a business and a livelihood that I'm watching, you know. Not sure what's going to happen with all that, so I'm going to have my days, and especially now we're all pretty stressed out. Some of us eat too much, some of us eat too little, and you know, and sleep, and so you're going to see that. You're going to see that part of me. You've already seen it, but make no mistake. I mean, I've a lot of things have prepared me for this, so take solace in that fact. My knees aren't shaking. I'm concerned, and I'm concerned because I care, and that, you know, I do, and I always have cared about this community, but it's different when I was faced with the possibility of a lot of my folks getting hurt bad. And it's not only the individual that gets hurt, but all the people that love them, you know. The reality of that, because a lot of that's already happened, you know, there's no arguing about a lot of this, right? There's no arguing about this crisis. We can argue about the severity and you know, how it's all going to shake out, but, you know, you're late to the party if you're still wondering if this is all real. Because, you know, a lot's already happened. And right now, I'm still hearing no confirmed cases in Brookings. And that's, you know, although we all need to live and operate under the assumption that it's here, but I want to keep it out as much as I can. You know, and we still have a lot of issues with that. You know, there's a lot that the state, could have done that they didn't. And, you know, a lot that they did that maybe they couldn't have, you know, and I'm not saying what was wrong or right on that. I don't want to get into that. You know, most of this all happened without me, without anyone in this county, and we're just kind of being handed this plate. So this community still has a lot of issues as far as people coming in and out. You know, I know there's essential services, yes. But if you're on that list, if you can squeeze into that list somehow of essential services and still operate like business as usual, that's not the point. Okay. And people need to get on board with that. Just because you can find a way to legally still live the way you want to live or run your business the way you want to run your business, you need to be home. You need to close up shop and be home if you can, if you are not essential. So in the weeks to come, I think it's going to be harder and harder for us all to be gracious with everyone that isn't heeding the message and isn't taking things serious. So, you know, I've had plenty of chats with folks and some people that I really care about, and a lot of times it comes down to, you know what, who do you think is going to be taking care of you when you're sick? And I don't want to have to take care of you when you're sick. So I don't want you to be sick, and you need to get in your house and stay in your house and be well and stay well. You don't take up one of the beds just because you were a stinking idiot. Okay, that's the thing. So this community is going to pick up the slack for a lot of people that are, you know, being stupid. But as time goes on, we're going to see people aren't not, you know, patience is going to run thin with a lot of folks, with your leaders too, right? You know, people need to get the idea and get on board, or you could see, you know, you could see things that would make living here less pleasant. So we all need to do what we need to do, and the easy answer for that is stay home, stay safe. And those of you that it is possible for you to do that need to do that. And you know, there's a lot of folks in this community that don't really need much exercise, and they don't get it anyway. A lot of folks in this community that spend most of the time at home anyway, and that's good, so they're used to it. Those of us that aren't used to that need to get used to it real quick and get used to all of the protocols, you know, that are incredibly simple and just a matter of habit and will. And, you know, are you willing to be subordinate to society? Are you willing to give up some of your liberties and do what's best for all of us? That's the question. So, you know, that's what I'm running with, and because I picked up what was being put down, and so I accepted the reality of things that I just didn't think were really fathomable. I wasn't, you know, it was totally foreign to me. I knew that we had a bad flu 100 years ago, and I would imagine, you know, I could have guessed that there were crazy, you know, crazy stuff done. But I tell you, when the governor's order first came down, and I read that I was no longer allowed to assemble with people, that was a big one, you know. I mean, I thought we were all being serious all these years about our rights and everything, and you know, that was a big one for me to get over. Not over. It's not something that I'm over. But in the reality of the situation, and when I was faced with the decision of giving up some of my liberties and asking others to do the same to keep people safe, that's a tough question that leaders have to answer. You know, and it's not the first time we've been through this. Things have happened in this country that have pushed that line of, you know, giving up freedoms and privacy to get safety in return, or at least the idea of safety. You know, 9/11, man. So, and you know, I know a lot of us don't agree with all that, and we say we wouldn't give up liberty to be safe. And there is truth in that, you know. But when I was really faced with the question, and it wasn't a decision that I was making just for me, and when I was faced with that dilemma, you know, I'd rather be called a commie or you know, whatever, than to stand on my principle and get together with a bunch of people and just, you know, and not help the situation. So I want all you to join me in that thinking. You know, we all need to give, and some of what we give are things that we're entitled to, that were inherent. You know, they were inherent rights and liberties that a person is born with, and are we willing to give that some of that up right now? A lot of people are. A lot of people have, you know. I mentioned about yesterday. I mentioned how, I think it was yesterday, how I really saw an issue with religious organizations around here. I wasn't sure how that was going to go. You know, a lot of believers here, a lot of believers around here, and the prospect of them not being able to join together, I'm glad that there was some wisdom there with church leaders. You know, there was some wisdom there that I didn't have at the time. So, you know, that's interesting. You know, I know there's a lot of people that are kind of shaking their head and thinking, you know, it's about time, son, you know. So I don't know. It is what it is, and I'm where I'm at right now. And we're going to see where I go, where we all go. So, that's where we're at. And, you know, you guys, if you want to tune in and watch me, chat about stuff, that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to try to answer questions, what I'm really digging is a lot of the feedback. I'm really digging feedback, you know, hearing what people think. I want to know how everyone's doing. And that was part of, you know, if KCIW wants to reach more people with what I'm saying, then cool. So, because oneness is going to be the name of the game around here, you know, and people need to get on board and realize what this crisis entails and the limited resources around here. And a lot of those resources are taken by normal crisis, right? Normal things that we've been living with for years around here that people have been trying to solve, you know. The normal realities of living in a real aged community and who needs medical help and, you know, who needs ambulance rides and who needs to respond to car accidents and all that stuff that happens here every day, and the people that we have to respond to that. And, you know, what happens when all of a sudden there's a big influx of stuff. So, stay home, stay safe from the virus. But, you know, you don't get in a car accident when you're home. You know, a lot of things don't happen when everyone's home. And that's moving forward, I think, when we really start to see locally a lot of this unfold. I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of the further action maybe that comes out, you're going to see is to really stem off the things that would typically require some of that emergency response that we just can't afford right now. So, you know, if just people need to not do anything stupid right now and not divert attention away from the task at hand. So, I'm going to keep going, I think, no matter what, even if there's a few people watching. I have noticed, I think most of my videos, by like, you know, the end of the day or the end of the next day, a couple hundred people are seeing them. So, you know, that's pretty good. I mean, to be honest, right now, after doing this for a few days, I'm willing to stay on here for just the few that have reached out to me, you know, even in jest. Reached out and said that this is helpful. You guys, you know who you are, and you know, people that I know or people that I don't know. And if this is good for you and if this helps you, then good. And you know, there's an aspect of it that's going to help me too, I'm hoping. A lot of it already has. I know a lot of it has for helping me formulate things in my head, plans, and you know, little building blocks I'm putting it together when it comes to decision time, because not every decision's being made today. There's going to be a lot of decisions that need to be made later, and so I want the foundation of principles and beliefs and ideas that I use to make those decisions. I want those foundations to be strong and cohesive with the community. So that's going to be a lot of my, sorry, you heard my kids scream when they ran by. That's going to be a lot of the premise of my conversation with people. And I hope it works, you know. I hope this would be this is a good opportunity to get together and to get to know each other in crisis, you know, kind of that, that band of brothers, you know, kind of motif thing. And when you go through fire with each other, you come out the other side, man, and you're joined at the hip. So I want to walk through that with you guys. And some good things have already come out of it. So, you know, something's working. So this is working. That's right. Yeah, it's not really even an option. This is working. And even if it works on just a few things, that's something. And this is, in addition to me being business mayor, in addition to me being Mayor Pieper, and getting the city done and taking care of business, I can also, you know, exercise this part of community leadership. So, yeah, I think that'll work out. A lot of questions, you know, being posed on here, not to the right people, but there's some pretty sharp people in the right places that watch, and a lot of comments, you know, people ask for things, and Alyssa Green, man, if you're watching, you know, you're right there, bam, with the right info. I like that. You know, pointing people right to the source. Don't ask Jake. You know, ask a medical professional a medical question. You know, ask me a political question. Ask me about the community, about community needs, about the tone of the community. Ask me about leadership and, you know, decision making and things like that. Ask me questions about what I'm thinking about stuff, and ask me to do something. Ask me to do things that I can do. But ask the right people for the right stuff, and I'm not the right person for a lot of things. But, you know, I say that with a kind of a caveat, that, you know, I know I've been asked questions. Yesterday, the Korea Health Network thing kind of popped up, you know, and that popped up to me, you know, just a couple hours before I came on here, and still waiting for some answers, guys. So, you know, they're not wanting to give anything out until they have a board meeting, and that's prudent. You don't, you know, administrators, they aren't going to run out ahead of the policy setters. So I understand that, you know, but they're going to come out with something, or we're going to go asking, right? So we'll see. I think they're supposed to meet tomorrow, and you know, I'm sure they'll have something out, likely before you see me tomorrow. So maybe we can chat about it after we've all seen it, right? Because that's going to be the deal right now. And we don't know what needs fixing until we know what's broke. And so if there's a need, if there's an issue and there's a need in pretty much the most important aspect of public service in this area is medical. So if there's a need there, we got to figure out how to make it happen. Because once again, we're all, everyone's sitting in the chair that they have right now, and there's no time to start playing musical chairs and to get new people to fill some of these spots. So we need to work with what we got. So, you know, it's going to take a lot of humble pie from a lot of folks for us to get through this. And, you know, speaking from experience, humble pie tastes pretty stinking bad at first. You know, and it's kind of one of those things you just never really get used to. At least I haven't gotten used to yet. And I, you know, my first good personal connection with folks, man, I can tell you that, you know, for the last 4 or 5 years, I've been on a steady diet of humble pie. And you know, I believe that has brought me to where I am, and you know, it's made me who I am. So, and I'm what you got right now. I'm your mayor. So, on the one hand, I don't, you know, showing a lot of vulnerability, I don't want people to get the wrong idea. You know, I'm not talking out of my backside to say that my knees aren't shaking, because they're not. I've been through some. I'm a young guy, but I've been through my share, and eating plenty of humble pie, And I know how to exercise power. And those of you that have been on the other side of me, you know, have seen that. So I'm capable and I'm learned and skilled to get done what I want to see get done. But power is a lot different than strength. You know, with the right weapon, anybody has a lot of power and it's real easy to use, you know, but strength is the key. So, you know, I've been made what I am today, and you're stuck with me. So, you know, I'll do right by you guys. I will. I have done right by most of you. So I'm going to keep doing that. And, you know, at the same time though, I want to make this connection and want to give you guys maybe some insight, things to chew on, things to think about. In order to do that though, I'm going to have to show some vulnerability, and, you know, gonna have to say some, gonna have to make some fumbles, you know. In the days to come, you might even, you know, see flip flops. You know, it's a little different. It's a little different when you see me every 2 weeks when I've already been thinking about everything for 2 weeks and it's business time. But now, those of you that see this, you'll be able to see, you'll be able to see it working, and you'll be able to help me work through that. So it's cool, you know, symbiotic relationship. It's what it should be, right? You know, asking a lot of myself questions, a lot of questions of myself. So it's a good time for reflection. You know, there's a lot of us with important jobs to do. And there's a lot of us that need to stink and take the warning, get home and get safe. And here we are sitting, and it's a good time for a lot of self-reflection and, you know, figuring out who we are, individually and as a people, and, you know, our different groups, and, the church is here, you know, the church is going to figure out who we are, you know, and who the real leaders are in the church, you know. That'll be interesting to see when this is all said and done, you know. Who were the real leaders in the church? Who were the real gifts given to, and the real officers appointed, you know? You know, not necessarily hirelings. So, and that's not at all a dig of people that make their living in the church, but the church knows, you know, that preachers aren't always the same thing as pastors. And so anyway, but as a community, you know, I mentioned about the flecks of gold sprinkled throughout this community, and gold in a time like this, gold needs to rise to the top, man, not settle to the bottom. So you're going to hear a lot of thinking from me, a lot of pondering, and hopefully some questions answered too. And you know, a lot of the answers we're going to be getting at the same time. So, and we're going to have to digest those answers together. And I can help you do that. I can give you some insight on some things. And so, I'm hoping I can help you all through that. And you can help me through that. And my family, help my family through that. So I'm thankful for all you that have reached out to me. And again, you know, even if you, I don't, I can't get back to everybody, you know, I read everything that gets to me. So take solace in that. And a lot of times a question just needs to be asked, you know, a question needs to be heard by the right people that are in a position, to ask it, to get to the guy or the woman, you know, who's in charge, and you know, someone in a position that can put some thumb screws to get answers, you know. And I know that's what I can lend a lot of this. So that's what I'm going to try to do. So a couple shout outs, you know, you guys work on the Bears, get your Bears out there. And those of us that know Frankie Hernandez, from coming over and playing. You know, I saw a little live plucking from him. You know, that's crazy that he tested positive just over in the valley. And so he's working through it, you know, and there's people here right now too that are waiting for test results to come back. So, you know, I know some of you, and I'm thinking about you guys. So until then, you know, we're going to keep going. We're going to take it one day at a time and stay together through this. We're going to stay as one through this, and you know, you're going to get on board or you're not. So get on board, man. Get on board with us, please. We could get some stuff done. So we have the task at hand, but a lot of us are going to have downtime to be thinking about things in the future and thinking about, you know, issues we've had here for a long time. And you know, if I know a lot of us, you know, we have a lot of stuff going on in our head right now, but a lot of times crisis brings a lot of clarity, right? It brings a lot of clarity and brings perspective and aligns your priorities correctly. So in that state of being, you know, decisions can be made from that state of being and that clarity that comes with crisis. A lot of good decisions can be made. I'm getting a note that says parents newly homeschooling. Like a lot of parents newly homeschooling. Yeah. Yeah, that is a big deal. Yeah, boy, are you in for it. You know, there's a lot of reward to that and a lot of hard work. So, what, just how I can help with that?
Well, no, just acknowledging
it. Yeah. On top of everything. Yeah, on top of everything, man. A lot of people are learning some new stuff. And
it's just one more thing.
Yeah, all of our kids are home. You know, so a lot of stress, a lot of stress for a lot of people, a lot of hurt going on. You know, I've mentioned my children are homeschooled at home. And they have been since the beginning, and you know, so there's some stuff I can help. There's some insight I can give with that if I get questions, and you know, there's a lot of that there that I'm gonna have to kind of ask my other half to help. So I'll see what she can do. She's pretty cool. She's pretty sharp person, and knows a lot about homeschooling. So.
It's not something I'd want to be thrown into right now.
Okay, yeah. No, and I wouldn't, I'm not...
As far as being a new homeschooler.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I didn't throw that out there so everyone can contact my wife asking questions. That's not what you mean?
I just mean that it's to acknowledge the people that are starting at a time like this.
Oh.
Is monumental.
It is monumental.
I am open for questions. Not that I know the answers to all the public school...
you guys hear
online
that?
Stuff, but all of your teachers have email addresses and are readily available and actually waiting for people to make the first contact and sign their kids up. They're worried about the kids that haven't. And
oh, really? I thought you'd be just...
Not all of them, but okay. There still are quite a few.
Yeah, parents with school kids, man, need to reach out and contact their schools and get whatever they need for their kids from their schools. And if the schools don't give it, you know, you need to be on them. You need to be on them because